very good evening to you beautiful people. Hope you guys have been alright. Because I know it's been quite a long time since we last, you know, shared something or interacted. And I saw it fit that I get back and talk to you guys once more. Before anything else, I would love to share a sign of gratitude and thanks to a certain beautiful foundation known as Little Angel Foundation, who have been giving too much for the community and the environment in general. And I would love to, you know, to like show them the support and love to push them so that they go on doing what they're doing. And God bless them. Today's episode is actually known as Before Being Anything Else, Be Kind. I chose kindness as the main topic because we tend to forget, you know, being kind, especially in this generation right now. And I thought that would help remind you guys on how the importance of being kind is. You know, life brings together different people with different personalities, behaviors, characteristics, you know, and even similarities. So there are those people who are kind-hearted in nature, you know, and there are those who are just nasty with no reason, you know. There's some who are giving in heart, you know. A good example is the Little Angel Foundation that I mentioned before at the start of the episode. While some who just want to take, you know. All these people come together and form what we know as the community. You know, we all have a gift, and some gifts, you know. So it's for us to nurture them and use them for good, use them for the utmost betterment of the community. You know, some are good listeners, okay, and they can actually give out beautiful and positive advice. So why don't you start counseling services, huh? Some are gifted teachers, you know, mentor and teach members of the community. There are those who have good leadership skills, you know. Take control and steer the community to a much more positive direction. All these gifts are qualities, you know, that are brought together to form this coexisting and codependent environment. It is a massive, grave sin to keep that gift hidden, you know. Use it to transform the community for the better. Because at the end of the day, we all need one another, you know, to survive or to, you know, to move on. And that is whether directly or indirectly. You're brought to this world for a reason. You're still alive for a reason. We all need to find out why. You know, during the process of finding out who we are and what we are here for, learn to practice kindness. Carry kindness with you. You know, being kind. There's a certain statement saying, before being anything else, be kind. Because it goes a long way. You know, you don't know who the person you're being kind to today will turn out to be tomorrow. So don't just be kind just by considering the level of one's life. For instance, being kind, let's say, to somebody who's a bit wealthier than you or your boss just because he's on top of you, you know, just be kind because it's the right thing to do. You know, there's this warm feeling that you get inside of you when you help somebody in need. That, my dear friends, is a sign for you to never stop. You know, be a good person. Being a good person never runs out of style. It doesn't, you know. Because I always wonder, you know, there's this scenario where I see a person or a customer being unnecessarily rude, let's say, to a service provider or to a waiter or to a waitress, you know, just because he's paying or just because he's going to, you know, he has this thing in his head that this man or this woman depends on me, you know, depends on my money, you know, so they have this this sense of entitlement, you know. You know, because I really don't get it. I don't know how they feel inside, you know. Because, you know, I have this, I always look at them with this look of disappointment, you know. Because I don't know, maybe for instance the waitress or the waiter got the order wrong, you know. There's no need of being rude to him or her, you know. They're also human beings. So being kind doesn't mean only doing it in front of people in order to create this certain facade, you know. It should be throughout. It should be genuine. It should be from within. It shouldn't just be a sign or face of pretense, you know. So during my livelihood, there's one thing that I've learned, and that is death and time are humbling factors. You know, they level the playing field. Through this point of view, humbleness should be part of us, you know. Pride comes before a fall. The mightiest of empires crumbled. Time humbled mighty nations. It doesn't leave anyone behind. So with the limited time that we've got, we should learn to live it the right way. Treat people with kindness, because it goes a long way. You know, we've all been given this chance to prove our importance. Every day is a new opportunity to do what's right. And it's a grave sin. You know, there's a sin that has always been overlooked, and that is the sin of not performing your responsibilities. We all have responsibilities that we must perform, that we must abide, that we must follow, that we must do as individuals, you know. These are what define us. I really would love that. I want to see the best versions of yourselves, you know. That is what I'm hoping for. So I've got nothing much to add, but just be kind. You know, two words, but you've got this massive meaning. So hopefully this message conveys inside of you, and hopefully we gotta practice what we preach as well. So thank you for lending me your ears, and hopefully I've done my part. Now it's your turn. Have a beautiful night, and see you soon.